The Sapphire Ring by George Albert Liddy. He leaned on the bar and lit a cigar, and he ordered a bottle of rum. His eyes, they were bleared as he peered through his beard, and his features were all out of plumb. But he threw out his chest, and he pulled down his vest, and cried, "Belly up to the bar! I'm paying tonight while the spirit is light, so drink hearty, whoever you are. I'm just in from the trails, and I'm toting a tale I want you all to know. 'Twill fill you with fright and freeze you so tight the blood in your veins won't flow. So fill your carafes with rum that is hot, and heed well every word that I say. I don't give a shot if you believe it or not, but it proves that a sinner must pay. Oh, I've been around and I've hit every town from Mexico City to Nome. I never was much for the women or such, and mostly I traveled alone. I've journeyed the land of the hot shifting sands. I've roamed o'er the plains' broad expanse. Wherever they might report a new strike, I was there with the first for my chance. Oh, I have had pals and perhaps a few gals. I'm not what you'd call a black ace. 'Twas a dance and a song, then travel along, but never stay long in one place. 'Tis the call of the north, that invisible force that seeps through the blood in your veins. 'Tis a land that you'll curse, you'll hate it at first, but ever you'll go back again. Why, I could tell you the names of dance hall dames who won fame in those rival days. They were life to the man with the pick in the pan, the miner who always paid. They painted their lips and they patted their hips. They'd smoothed out their wrinkles with clay. They'd dance and they'd sing, they'd stick and they'd cling to the miner who had gold for the pay. For 'twas gold that they sought and 'twas gold that they got, or they knew the reason why. A pretty miss with a little kiss would hardly have to try. For a lonely man in a lonely land is a careless man and free, and a pretty face in a lonely place is just what it ought to be. Why, I knew the dame that they called the Flame, 'cause she set men's hearts on fire. I danced with her one Christmas Eve and bought her a large sapphire. A large sapphire in a little ring that shone on her finger slim, like the skies of night when the northern lights danced forth from the polar rim. I bought it off of a gambling man, and it took all the gold I had. But what did I care? 'Twas Christmas Eve, and the gift had made her glad. And I thought me the thoughts I had long forgot, and I dreamed of a future divine. And we danced and we sang till the rafters rang to the tune of Auld Syne. Then she wanted to say in her quiet way with her dainty little smile, 'I'm tired, dear. If you'll wait here, I'll rest a little while. Don't go away for Christmas Day, I'll meet you with the dawn.' And like a sprite on an errant night, my will of the wisp was gone. And I waited there like the fool I was as the hours passed away, and the night skies paled and the gray skies hailed the birth of another day, the birth of another sucker born who had thrown his gold away. And that was a merry Christmas morn, but to me it was just a joke. For what can a merry Christmas mean to a man when he knows he's broke?" Did you ever sit in an Arctic camp when the gang had gathered in, where millionaire and gutter rat unite? Did you ever sit and listen to the old piano ring? Did you ever feel your tired feet grow light? Did you ever play at faro? Did you ever feel the thrill to come in rich, then lose all on one throw? Did you ever feel the burning kiss of painted lips of sin? You didn't? Then there's things you'll never know. Well, that was me, now down and out. a fool to a woman's wiles, a fool to a woman's painted lips, her padded hips, and her smile, to a game so old that it's oft been told by your great-grandfather's sire, of a little ring, just a dainty thing, with a very large sapphire. Well, I didn't sigh, and I didn't cry, and I didn't curse or swear. I took the loss, and I paid the cost, as I would had the game been square. But I marked them both, and I took an oath that we'd meet again someday, and we'd play a game of a different name, and play in a different way. So I grubbed a steak from a mangy snake, oily and slick was he. 'Twas five to him of the gold I'd take to the one that was kept by me. Well, I was down, but I wasn't out, and the dogs were slick and strong. So with loaded sleigh well on my way, my heart was filled with song. For I loved the life, and I loved the trail, and I loved the biting cold. I loved the silence vast and deep and snows a century old. I loved the lights in the sky at night, yet I cursed their blinding glare as they marched to the left and they marched to the right, an army of the air. I love the whine of the sturdy pine as she battles the killing gale. 'Tis proof again that the strong will win where the weakling's sure to fail. I love the whine of the snarling dogs as they cringe from the bitter cold, and the crack of the whip with the frozen tip was music to my soul. Yes, I loved it all with a burning hate, and I cursed it with every breath, like the dog will love his master, though he's beating him half to death. Well, I will not dwell on that year of hell. 'Tis enough that I should say that again I won and my work was done, and I loaded up the sleigh. Well, the dogs were fast, and the miles flew past, and the bleak hills fell behind. And I laughed and sang till the silence rang, and the dogs in the traces whined. Till we came to the shack on the side of the track, I'd stayed there off before. It stood like a wart on the side of a hill, with never a lock on the door. Well, the dogs knew the place, and they quickened the pace, and came to the door on the run. They soon would be fed, I'd be making my bed, the work of the first day done. Well, I saw a sight in the shack that night that would make a parson swear. On the floor lay the dame that they called the Flame, and her back and breasts all bare. And her eyes once bright, now a gruesome sight, and the painted lips now blue, and the hair now white with a glistening light where the frost had sifted through. And I touched a hand that was marble cold, and I touched a breast, and I thought of the tale that I had heard a parson preach of sin and the pain it wrought. I remembered well what he said about hell with its fires all aglow, and I thought that night, perhaps he's right, but I wondered, how'd he know? But she did not atone for her sins alone. Another followed soon. I heard a sound, and I looked around, and just across the room, there on a stool sat a raving fool, the man who had staked the game, the man who had sold that sucker ring to each man who had loved the Flame. The scurvy germ, just a filthy worm, sucking his life away, like the windlass sucking the yellow spew from a hole in the frozen clay. There wasn't a tooth in the sagging jaw. There wasn't a hair on the head. The face like a piece of beefsteak raw. The nerve in the body dead. Deaf as an adder, blind as a bat, but never he felt the pain. 'Twas the story old, so often told. The North had struck again. Can you imagine how I felt as I sat in the shack that night, with a pack of greedy, snarling dogs and a corpse all frozen tight? And the fire low shed a ghostly glow of shadows on the wall, and a man gone mad and moaning bad, and ice spreading over all. Then the wind's low moan and the huskies groan as they dream as a husky dreams, and the crackle and snap of the pine knot sap as it seeps from the wooden steams. Then death crept into the shack again with a grim and silent tread, and the crazy fool fell off the stool and lay by his sweetheart dead. And then I knelt and I think I prayed, at least I know I tried. And I cried when I thought of the way they lived, but I laughed at the way they died. Then the short-lived sun on a distant rim turned the sky to a bright blood red and shone on the ice on the window pane like candles for the dead. Then I thought of the tale that the parson told, the tale that I now believe. And I thought of a lassie sweet and fair of a long-gone Christmas Eve. Then the heavens scowled and a wolf pack howled as I loaded up the sleigh, and the long whip nips the lead dog's hip, and again we're on our way. Now I think of the wolves on the opposite hill, and I think of the pair on the floor, and I wonder tonight, did I do right? I didn't close the door. Now that is the story as I heard it told by the man who leaned on the bar. The man who ordered a bottle of rum and lit a big cigar, who swung the whip with the frozen tip, who prayed, or at least he tried, who cried when he thought of the way they lived and laughed at the way they died. But they drank his drinks because his drinks were free and the hot rum warmed their throats, thought just another poor lost soul who had missed too many boats. Then they moved away and the crowd grew gay and the old piano rang. And the dancers danced and the prancers pranced. I and the singers sang. Then he turned around and there came a sound from his throat and I wondered why. Then I saw he knew that they thought he lied and a tear fell from his eye. Well, I felt bad for the worn out lad who was old though his years were few. But I held my peace, for the time at least, there's nothing I could do. Then he sought a chair, and he slumped down there, and soon was fast asleep. And he dreamed the dreams that a miner dreams, of mountains dark and deep. Now I may be wrong, or I may be right, the which I dare not say. But I caught sight of a rose-pink light where his coat had fell away. And pinned to his shirt that was glazed with dirt, or his heart, or a little higher, was a little ring, just a dainty thing, with a very large sapphire.